92.6 FM Radio Verulam. I'm Robbie Dove. This is St. Albans Drive, where we've got another interview. This time we're going to be having a look at charity, Alzheimer's Society to be precise. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Soroya Bowen. She's a community fundraiser with Alzheimer's Society. They do some amazing work both locally and nationally, so I'm very excited to hear some of the goings on with Alzheimer's Society. So Soroya, thank you very much for joining us. A pleasure to have you here. I guess the first question is, with the COVID-19 situation, have you been busier than normal, less busy, or much of a muchness?
Well, Robbie, what can I say? COVID-19 has hit us all, but I have to say that people with dementia have been worst hit. In terms of the charity, we have been exceptionally busy because we've obviously had to change our services, which were face-to-face, and move everything to being online over the phone. So that's been a mammoth task in itself, but we have done it. We have taken thousands of calls to our Dementia Connect support line as our face-to-face groups and service at the moment remain suspended. We've reached out to those in need through our welfare calls and our new volunteer companion call service. And in total, we've made 115,000 calls across the UK.
Oh, wow. 115,000. So no light task then. Not an easy day off for anyone.
Not at all. And as you can imagine, from the fundraising perspective, we've been hit really hard. We've had to do things differently, and we are really appreciative of our current supporters. So I do want to put a big thank you out to all of those people in Hertfordshire that support us.
A little support goes a long way.
It certainly does.
Was the majority of the work that you carried out before this crisis hit, was that mainly face-to-face?
Yes. So that would have been our face-to-face support with our dementia support workers, as well as over the phone with us dementia advisors. As a community fundraiser, if you haven't met me, I'm normally the woman in pink out and about connecting with our supporters, which would either be local businesses or Rotary clubs, delivering a presentation, doing a bucket collection in your local supermarket. So you may have seen our volunteers.
We'll get to your the events that you do in a minute, especially Memory Walk, because that sounds like it's rather spectacular. But if we go to yourself, Soroya, how did you get into Alzheimer's Society? Have you got a charity background?
So yes, I do have a charity public health background, but it was a personal connection with my aunt in Jamaica. My step uncle was diagnosed with dementia, and she was just struggling to really understand the diagnosis and work with the doctors. I did some research. I came across Alzheimer's Society. I ordered a number of fact sheets and I sent them over to her, which she found really, really useful.
Oh, amazing. How long have you been involved with Alzheimer's Society?
I've been involved with Alzheimer's Society for 3 years. I used to live in London, moved out. I really appreciated the support that I got from the charity, and I really knew how important fundraising is for charities.
What sort of fundraising events do take place generally? So at the moment, obviously, things are going to be done online, and we'll talk about the Memory Walk in a moment. But before all that, what sort of things did you carry out?
Well, before COVID, well, gosh,
That's like asking you to pick a word in the dictionary, is it?
Yeah, it is. Well, before COVID, we had a variety of our national fundraising events. So that would have been Cupcake Day, that would have been Elf Day, that would have been Memory Walk, and our supporters also doing their own individual events, from head shaves to...
There's no end by the sounds of things.
There's no end.
Right. So the Memory Walk then, it sounds amazing. And obviously there's been some, we haven't been able to do many face-to-face things. So decided this year to move the Memory Walk to online. So could you tell us a little bit about what the Memory Walk is and then how you're going to be doing it this year differently?
So Memory Walk is one of our national fundraising events. Before COVID, there would be numerous events across the country where we get people together, that's your friends, family and colleagues, and you would walk for someone that has either passed or living with dementia. Our flagship walk in Hertfordshire is usually hosted in Castlemaine Park, and this year would have been our third year. So quite a new event for Hertfordshire. So like many charities and many things, we've had to make the necessary changes to ensure that things are in line with COVID-19 government guidance, and now it is virtual. So what we are inviting people of Hertfordshire to walk with us and is to host their own memory walk locally. There's lots of fantastic green spaces local to Hertfordshire. You can walk any distance with your family or people in your social bubble between now and the end of October.
So any distance that you want to cover, as long as you're sort of getting involved and a bit of solidarity with everyone else. That sounds amazing. And I heard you saying about pets are welcome too.
Certainly. We want everyone to get involved as much as possible.
Now, if anyone is listening to this and thinks, oh, this sounds right up my street, I'd love to get involved, how can they? Do they have to register? They register online?
Yes. People can sign up at memorywalk, that's one word, .org.uk.
Memorywalk.org.uk. Do yourself a favour, put Sunday the 20th of September in the diary right now. I'll look to do a bit of walk. Hey, I could even put a little microphone. How does this sound, Soraya? I could strap a microphone to me and commentate on my walk and then play it out on the radio.
I think that is a brilliant idea, Robin. I most welcome you to do that.
Fantastic. We'll see what we can do, but that sounds amazing. Remember, that's Sunday the 20th of September.
And yes, and also we just want to add in there that if anyone ever needs us, do get in touch with us via our Dementia Connect support line. And the number is 0333 150 3456. So I'll just say that again. That is 0333 150 3456.
That just leads me to say, Soraya, thank you so much for everything you are doing within the community and, of course, for Alzheimer's Society. It sounds like you've been working tirelessly. 150,000 calls, not all taken by you, I must add, but taken by Alzheimer's Society recently. Amazing work for an amazing cause.